show her how to do it so she can do it next time.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, go.
This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. It is 5:05. If Sarah will lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Wargo?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Here.
So I'm going to read over some notes regarding the financials. And then if you have any questions, we can answer them after. So first we'll turn to page 4 of 5, the balance sheet. If you look at line item 8 and line item 10, the district's combined cash and LAIF balance is at about $640,000. If you go to the next page, line 61, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.17 million. But that's, you know what, I think that's a typo. It should be 8.6 million. So if we go to the profit and loss report, page 1. Line item 2, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is at 42%. And should catch up to the expected budget after the rate increase takes effect in January of 2018. So the new rates did go up as of January 1st, but customers won't see it until the January 31st bill. That's when they'll see the impact. Line 3, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year to date is at 73% due to increased water usage during the summer months. So as we go through the winter portion of the year, you may see that number kind of balance out. Line item 13, basic facility fees. Year to date is over budget at 129% due to a new 5/8-inch service on Main Street, an upgrade to a 3/4-inch meter, and two new service 3/4-inch meters on Almond Street. So we typically don't have a lot of new meter installations throughout Cabazon, but this fiscal year has been a surprisingly busy year. So we have had quite a few new services installed.
Do we have any new services going to be installed on Ida?
Not that I'm aware.
Oh, no, not Ida. Riza.
On Riza, there may be one on Riza.
Is it three? I know there's two that's almost done.
Oh, we were just driving our bikes and it's three. Yeah, I'll put Riza.
I think a while back, I think we did have some fire flow and we did have some stuff going on Riza. I'm not sure how far back that was, but yeah. We have had some construction out and development out in Cabazon, so which is unusual, but it's nice. So line, go to page, the next page. Line 52, engineering services. Year to date is at 73% due to an increased amount of state water meetings due to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the SGMA, and the Integrated Regional Water Management, the IRWIM. So legal has gone up a little bit for this because of our participation.
Legal has to?
Yeah, legal and engineering, but mainly you're going to see it in engineering. Okay, so the next page, line item 86, training and travel. Year to date is at 81% due to the water boot camp for two field employees and the general manager. And then last but not least, line item 110, net income or loss. As of December 31st, the fiscal year to date net income is $32,928. Which this is good because we brought in money, we weren't at a loss for this month. Any questions?
Yeah, so on that 110 on the net income, so that is a 500%
or 600%
increase of what we're expecting our net income to be?
Yeah, typically this time of year, you want to be ahead because the winter months are going to have losses. But a lot of this is due to just higher than projected water sales. So we use the water sales off the rate study, but people are really using a lot more water than we anticipated. And I do see that at all my clients right now. It's like a real kind of, it's like woohoo too, the drought's over. You know, we want to start watering, we want our lawns back. It's really pretty common. So when we budget, we try not to like predict how people are going to behave in the future, because we could get really burnt by doing that and saying we think the revenue will be higher. The commodity sales are the hardest ones to predict, how much people will conserve or not.
January and April. It's correct me if I'm wrong, but it's really difficult to know exactly when these fees will, the revenue will come in, because it's all on the tax rolls.
It's on the tax rolls. Usually, my other clients, we get some in January, some in April. It all depends. It'll show up when it shows up. And so sometimes where I have clients that it's a significant source of income, what we do is book a level amount each month and then fix it at the end of the year to what the true amount is, because it is always going to distort your budget. Because you're going to look at it and say, well, how can I only have 20% on 50% of the year? Yeah. So certain revenues and expenses aren't going to flow to that 50% or whatever you are through the year.
And then what is, it's a big item, but what was line 11? Let's see, it's here.
All the first elements.
Okay, I believe, without looking further into it, I believe that's basically. So if there's like an incident where somebody has to be called out and billed because somebody broke something and it.
After hours. This one is DPHO. They came out for after hour call out fee of $250.
Okay. So yeah, that incident, Desert Hills, they did something that required the district to come out and repair it over the weekend. So they were charged an incident fee. Incident fees range at $250 per occurrence.
And this one was in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions? No? Sarah?
I don't.
Did you have any more?
No.
Okay. All right. Well then, if it pleases the two directors, let's move to signing checks. And it's 5:15 approximately.